You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Community wellness is something the Chobani Company takes really seriously. In fact, every year the organization puts money where its mouth is with its $200,000 Community Impact Fund. Now, the goal of this grant is fairly simple: strengthen the community where Chobani employees live and work. Joining us today to talk about this year's recipients are Karen Billowith. She is president and CEO of Idaho Community Foundation, and Jason Rollin, Chobani's director of social impact and philanthropy. Thanks, both of you, for joining us today.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you for having us.
Jason, really quickly, for folks that may not be aware of the Community Impact Fund, can you kind of tell us why your organization does this?
Sure. So at Chobani, we make yogurt every day. What we also want to make is a difference. You know, from the very beginning, our founder Hamdi has been passionate about giving back to our communities and investing in their success. They're at the center of everything we do. We wouldn't be here without them, and ensuring they're strong is our absolute top priority. One way we're helping to bring that to life in the Magic Valley was through the creation of our Community Impact Fund. It was launched in 2018, and in partnership with the Idaho Community Foundation, we've given $500,000 in grants over just the past 3 years. Our goal with the fund is simple: strengthen local economies by funding big ideas right at home. We focus on creating economic opportunity and promoting entrepreneurship, often for those who've been left out or left behind. And with these grants, we fund passionate changemakers to give families all across the region the bright and vibrant future they deserve.
So Karen, as Jason mentioned, your organization is the implementation partner with Chobani. How did your organization decide you wanted to partner with this and figure out where to put this grant money?
That's a great question. Thank you. So the Idaho Community Foundation is a statewide charitable foundation, and we work with hundreds of generous donors throughout the states, local communities who help us understand what needs are in those communities, and then nonprofit partners who are implementing solutions in the communities. So through our networks across the state, we have a really good finger on the pulse of what is happening locally and where there are opportunities. And when Chobani was looking to do some local funding that Jason just described, they came to the Community Foundation and we talked about ways in which we could partner so that our knowledge of the local community and our understanding of the nonprofit partners would help Chobani achieve its goals. So each year we work truly in partnership together with a committee of Chobani employees who review grant applications from the local nonprofit organizations. And really the Idaho Community Foundation's infrastructure and grant making knowledge helps the program go really smoothly. Mm-hmm. So I like to think that we made it a lot easier for Chobani to launch the program in the Magic Valley.
And Jason, as Karen mentioned, there are Chobani employees that sit on this panel to decide where the money goes. How important is it that you have that kind of input from employees? Because as you mentioned, this goes back to not just giving out money, but making an impact on where your employees live.
Absolutely. You know, the selection committee at Chobani is comprised, as you point out, entirely of employees from across our operations in Twin Falls. These folks work in all kinds of roles and departments, from research and development to procurement, inventory, quality assurance, and others. Virtually all of them are native to Idaho and native to the Magic Valley itself, including Twin Falls. And with guidance from the Idaho Community Foundation, our people carefully examine the best applications. And they make the hard but important decisions about which organizations to invest in. The reason that's so important is we believe the best solutions to community problems come from within the community itself. So these folks tap into their lived experiences in the past, present, and very likely into the future to inform the grant making that we participate in to make sure that it's as impactful as possible.
So Karen, the two organizations that are being recognized this year, it's Janus and Idaho Educational Services for the Deaf and Blind. Let's start with Janus. For folks who don't know what Janus is, what is it? And then how much money are they getting? And do we know what they're going to be implementing?
Sure. So Janus is an organization that does multiple things throughout Southwest Idaho. And the program that is funded this year through the Chobani Impact Fund is a community development initiative called Economic Opportunity. And what they do is work with underserved and vulnerable populations to help them realize financial and health goals. So they do this, for example, by providing microloans, emergency personal loans, credit education, mentoring, and coaching. And this really fits into Chobani's goal, which is to increase opportunities for residents in the Magic Valley. And they're doing this through helping people start small businesses, manage their finances, and sort of get ahead in their careers.
And then the Idaho Educational Services for the Deaf and Blind, what will they be doing with their grant money?
I'm going to ask Jason to weigh in on this, because I believe that was a grant that we gave last year, and this year we're...
Sure. Yeah, so we actually have four grantees in total this year. The Idaho Education Services for the Deaf and Blind. This grant's going to create a participant-run food and beverage bus that will be part of a comprehensive career preparation program. The food bus will provide hands-on and experiential workforce training for deaf and hard of hearing, as well as blind and visually impaired youth and young adults. We also have two grants, one of $45,000 to Latinos in Action, and the other to RIVDA for $25,000. Latinos in Action, that grant will support college and career readiness and leadership development for underserved Latino youth, especially those in Idaho's rural communities. And this is going to actually lead to at least two more schools having this program expanded into it. And it'll take place through, at least for now, a virtual environment, focusing primarily on social and environmental learning, virtual tutoring options, and family services. And the last grant, RIVDA, is going to help fund a feasibility study, which I think is pretty exciting, to determine whether a new food innovation center and business incubator in South Central Idaho is possible. And if it moves forward, a potential project would strengthen the regional economy, it could enhance educational opportunities, support local businesses, and encourage emerging entrepreneurs.
Jason, I'm curious, since this fund has been going on since 2018, what is the kind of feedback you've gotten from previous, grantees?
It's been really positive. And I think the feedback from the community has been really positive as well. You know, in 2018, when we started this, it began as an idea when we reached out to Karen and her team at the Idaho Community Foundation. We participated in a number of roundtables all across the Magic Valley. We solicited ideas from farmers, small business owners, educators, folks from the nonprofits, colleges, chambers of commerce, and government. And so we really wanted to understand what the unique challenges the community was facing, what their ideas were, and what was going to be most impactful. The feedback from the grantees that are currently doing the hard work, the necessary work to make these communities stronger has been really positive. We last year gave a number of grants, I think it was five in total, to Hagerman High School, had a food and ag program, another focused on bringing together mentorship and other opportunities for women leaders in agriculture in Lincoln County. We had another that was an early childhood teacher training program through the Community Council of Idaho. We had a micro grants to teenage ag entrepreneurs program at the Magic Valley Youth Foundation. All of them really, I think, incredible, but unique to this this very challenging moment in time. They've been very flexible, and ultimately, as a result of the grants, I think each of those organizations has been much more impactful as a result of it.
You know, and keeping that money local, right? Keeping it within the state to really grow the economy, but that entrepreneurship can just go so incredibly far. I want to thank both of you for taking some time today and talking with us about this. We've been talking with Karen Billowith, President and CEO of the Idaho Community Foundation, and Jason Rollin, Chobani's Director of Social Impact and Philanthropy, about the Idaho, about their impact grants. Thank you both so very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us on this beautiful Tuesday. It's chilly, but it's lovely outside. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. A big thanks to Troy Oppie for helping out this entire week so Samantha can take a much needed break. And of course, a thank you to our production assistant, Molly Wampler. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You can always hear today's program and previous interviews by subscribing to the Idaho Matters podcast. Again, thanks so much for being a part of Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.